So good to hear your voice. And let's go before the Lord in prayer. Our Lord, our God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Father, we thank you that you have given us this time to spend together to start our day here on the TMC call. Father, we thank you for giving us a good night's rest. We thank you that we woke up this morning with full activity of our limbs. Father, we thank you that you watched over our loved ones, Lord, and you watched over us, O God, and you even watched over those who don't even love you, Lord. And so we thank you that you are just that kind of God. Father, we thank you for the TMC call. We thank you for Dr. Vanessa, our co-founder, and Dr. P.K. Roberts. Father, we thank you for they were just diligent in listening to your voice and taking time to start the master's call. And look at where we are today, more than six and a half years later. Father, we thank you, and we ask you continue to bless them. Continue to bless whatever their hands touch and that it prospers, oh God. They prosper in their way. Father, we pray that you order their footsteps and that you put that hedge of protection around them. And Lord, and while you're doing all that for them, please let them get some rest in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you for each and every family member who has joined us this morning. We even thank you for those who were not able to join us and wanted to. But Father, we thank you that we have the playback that they can go back and hear your word. Bless them, we pray, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the Diaz de Leon family. We thank you, oh God, that you are continuing to download products and different things for Artists International that they can share with the masses. Father, we thank you for the speaker who's going to bring a word we know is going to be rich. It's going to be something that we need to hear. So, Father, we ask that you bless them indeed, that you give it to them, that they give it to us just as you gave it to them. Now, Father, all of you and none of them as they bring the word. And, Father, we check any baggage at the door, so that we will not be distracted. We bind Satan in Jesus' name, and we go forth in knowing that this word is going to go forth with clarity. We give you praise, O God. We love you, and we seek to please only you, and we call it done. And it is in our Savior Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, TMC family, as I always say from my heart to yours, I just love me some you. Now go out and have a blessed day and take time to show your love to somebody today. Host, are you there?
I am, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you for seating and greeting everyone in this telecommunications sanctuary. And thank you for that most powerful prayer this morning. Well, good morning, each and every one of you on the call. My name is Jackie Henderson. And I greet you from the wonderful state of Indiana, city of Indianapolis this morning. And again, I'd like to welcome each and every one of you to the call this morning. So let me give you just a little bit of background on this call. This call was founded in October 2010 by co-founders Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And we have a scripture reference for this call, and it is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayers come before you. And our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So if you would like to listen to the messages that have been archived on our website, we have all of the messages on this website since the inception of this call. And you can also obtain the bios of our speakers that are on the call. And that website is www.themasterscall.net. Again, www.themasterscall.net. We encourage each and every one of you to go to this website and listen to our messages, and also familiarize yourself with our speakers. The theme for this year is, in 2016, through me, God's glory is being seen. So if you feel led of the Lord, you have listened to the call, and you'd like to be a part of this bus ministry as a greeter, such as you heard Minister Will so graciously do this morning, or a host, as I am doing right now. Or perhaps God has been downloading a word in you that you would like to share and encourage others with. I asked you to go to our website. You may even have a praise report, or you just want to ask for prayer. And that website is, you can submit that to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that is info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. And what brought us all together was this phenomenal, phenomenal company called Artist Life, formerly known as Artist International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 26 years ago. We have great, great products to help the world become healthier. And immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call held every Monday through Friday. And it is a call with great, great, great leaders that will download into you great messages and also empower you to grow your business. And that number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. And the PIN number for that call is 294-617-pound. So, Artist is looking forward to the next 25 years. And right now, they're looking to develop new leaders in the company through the Artist Leadership Development Summit held May 5th and 6th in Los Angeles, California, and May 19th through 20th in Houston, Texas. Please prepare for those engagements. You can go to your back office to get further information on that summit. Also, we want to make sure that you go to the Artist Motivational Call directly after this call. And right now, I'd like to go and before I go and introduce the speakers, I would like to share with you a number for those that are having difficulties dialing into the calls. Your service will not allow you to call in without being charged. There is a bridge number that you can use. And that bridge number is 857-957-1147. Again, 857-957-1147. Follow the prompts, and you will be allowed to listen to all of our conference calls at no charge. And right now, I'd like to get out of the way, introduce our speaker of the morning, and this speaker is someone that you definitely, definitely want to hear. You know, I've often heard the little saying said, good things come in small packages. Well, I can definitely say great things come in this small package. And this morning, our speaker of the morning is none other than our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, who was brought up on the Gulf Coast as a Catholic, and God took her under his wings when she was 12 years of age. Her mother was confined from a massive stroke, and her father passed away when she was 16. She graduated as an honor student and getting her degree, and then she married Freddie Terrell and moved to Texas, where they became ministers of Antioch Baptist Church in Baytown, Texas. And through that union, Minister Brenda had several children. She's a proud mother of five, and then the grandmother of three. This woman is a spirit-filled leader in Christ's word. She is a dynamic speaker. And if you were there at the conference that we had in Los Angeles, California, you definitely understand what I'm saying. This woman is a great woman of God. Right now she has returned back to her roots in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and is a member of Victory International Christian Center, where Pastor C.G. McCardle is the senior pastor.
You know, I'm going to get around this curve a bit. I'll be...
Praise God, praise God. Can you hear me, Minister Jackie? Did we lose you?
We must have lost her, but we can hear you. Good morning.
Okay. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Minister Jackie, for hosting and that cordial introduction. I so love and appreciate you. Thank you so much for being a blessing, the blessing that you are to the body of Christ. And thank you, Minister Willa, for seating and greeting everyone this morning. And I tell you, we always have a joyful time with you as you seat and greet everyone on the Master's Call. Thank you so much. And I want to take this opportunity to thank our very own Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. If it wasn't for them, this call wouldn't be here. And just to say that they thought so much for me to even be a part of this great ministry. I so love and appreciate you, and I thank God for you for allowing me to share at this hour. And I won't go before you long, but I just want to pray, Father, I thank you, Lord, for your anointing. I glorify you, Father, for every good and perfect gift, and I know that you, Lord God, have a word for each one of us, Lord God, that will just penetrate our hearts and our minds to go forth in the journey into the kingdom work that you called us to do. So I glorify you, Father, for doing this, not by might nor by power, but by your spirit in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to speak to you this morning about whose report will you believe? Whose report will you believe? You know, Isaiah 53:1 says, "Who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed?" Who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? See, there's a song that we used to sing in church back in the day, and it used to say, "Whose report shall you believe?" The next line would say, "We shall believe the report of the Lord." And then the chorus line would confirm, "His report says, I am healed. His report says, I am filled. His report says, I am free. His report says, victory." And I know this is a song by Becky Fender. However, I recall the version by Ron Canole. And, oh, my goodness, we used to just praise the Lord with that song, that we will believe the report of the Lord. Now, we as believers in Christ need to realize in our everyday life that we can take God at his word and run with it. The word of God is filled with promises, and we can believe him for whatever need we have. You know, with everything I have been through personally, I can't emphasize that enough, because I am sure many of you can attest to the same fact that God will be right there with you. You know, many years ago, I was asked to work at a site in San Antonio, Texas for a few years. And being in San Antonio for the first time, and my husband was on a job in California, God made sure that everything was set in place, from getting a great apartment in a safe area to being a part of a great church.
New Creation Christian Fellowship with Bishop David and Claudette Copeland as pastors. And when I was brought there by friends, I was amazed how God had ordained for me to be there and also to be a part of the hospitality team to serve Bishop and First Lady. And the job I had started in San Antonio started smoothly. Then the enemy entered in on the scene by attempting tactics to provoke me to anger. And it seemed my office was in the middle of hell itself. I literally had to ask the Lord to help me to get through from hour to hour. I'm thankful that God was my restorer and the lifter up of my head. You know, when he says in Psalm said, I will restore your soul, and then I will place you in, I will lay a table before you in the presence of your enemies, which seems like that's where I was at that time. And I decided early on to take God at his word and believe his report instead of what my circumstances seemed to be. It took me 30 minutes to get to work every day. And after spending some time in the Word every morning, my drive there was always praise and worship. I would spend time with the Lord. So God had prepared me for any tactics that the enemy attacked me with on that job. He reminded me that he brought me there for a purpose, and I was to stay focused. And that focus was on him. Now, when Adam decided to act on the serpent's words in the Garden of Eden, he became a slave to Satan. Adam lost his fellowship with God and had to live a life of hard labor and ultimately died prematurely. Satan had been blinding people ever since, trying to convince them that God's word isn't true. As a result, people have been living subject to poverty, sickness, and spiritual death. Now let's take a look at the report over poverty. You see, in Deuteronomy 28, it distinctly says that all these blessings shall come upon us and overtake us if we are obedient to the voice of the Lord. Oh yeah, we have something to do. We have to be obedient in order to get these blessings. And just to name a few, some of the blessings he named out were, you will be blessed in the city, and you will be blessed in the country. You will be blessed when you come in, and you will be blessed when you go out. The Lord will send a blessing on your barns and on everything you put your hand to. The Lord, your God, will bless you in the land he is giving you. Did you guys get that? He says he will bless the land he's given you. Have you claimed your land? Okay, I just had to throw that in because sometimes we take too many things as naysay. And then we say, oh, you know, he said that, but that really wasn't for me. Oh, yes, it was. Claim your land. This is the earth of the Lord and the fullness thereof. And he says what belongs to him belongs to us. Okay, I'm going to go on, because that's a sermon within itself. And then you will lend to many nations, but will borrow from none. Then in Romans 8, verse 17 states, now if we are children, then if we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we share in his sufferings, in order that we may also share in his glory. Hallelujah. Now I ask you, whose report will you believe? All right. Now let's move on to for sickness. Exodus 23:25 says, worship the Lord your God, and his blessing will be in your food and water. I will take away sickness from among you. Hallelujah. And then Isaiah 53:5 says, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Now, that's a powerful report to stand on. I don't know about you, but I intend to stand on that with hand and foot. The report we believe determines what we do. Our lifestyle is based on what we believe and what we declare. Now, if we believe God's word, which says
we are healed, then we will live like a well person. If we believe the doctor's report that says we are sick, then our lifestyle will be that of a sick person. Have you noticed the reports that people declare in their everyday lives, yet not realizing the report they speak is what they really believe and what they'll become? I love it. You go to Dr. P.K. Roberts and you ask her, how is she doing? She will say, I'm super fantastic. Praise the Lord. She's making a declaration that will overtake her in every aspect of her life, personal, health, ministry, business, you name it. I've heard many people say that they are blessed and highly favored. And you know what? One lady literally told me that that was only for Mary, the mother of Jesus. You know what? I quickly told her that when my Savior died for that on that cross and rose up on the third day morning with all power in his hands and told me that I have the same resurrection power living in me, I'm privileged to decree and declare whatever this word of God tells me. I knew that was another tactic, another religious line and connotation that the devil wants to separate the body of Christ with. He is a liar and the truth is not in him. But that's another sermon within itself. You see, the question still stands. Whose report will you believe? Lastly, you know, we'll look at spiritual death. And remember when we spoke of Adam earlier? Well, needless to say, he died spiritually. He had made a bad decision that cost him dearly. He had lost the privileges to the kingdom, which in turn put us, the world, everybody that's living on this earth, into that same category. Time and time again, man fell short. Even until this day, we all fall short. But yet, there is a Redeemer that came along, and it is none other than Jesus Christ, our Savior, who conquered sin, and he conquered death. He conquered everything that the tactics that the enemy called himself, putting us into a pit with. And then he restored us back into the kingdom. This is what Jesus did. You see, it's a decision that we have to make as individuals. We have to say, I am going to believe the report of the Lord. He has died for my sins, my sickness, and my spiritual death. And I don't have to worry about death anymore. All I have to do is confess my sins and lay them at the foot of Jesus and ask him to forgive me from all my unrighteousness. And he's gotten that and taken it into the sea of forgetfulness. Hallelujah. And I can move on, go forward in his name. You see, Romans 8:6 says, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. And then I recall Psalms 13:3-4 says, consider and hear me, O Lord, my God. Enlighten my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. You see, David saw something there. I like the Message Bible, Dr. P.K., on this one. It says, take a good look at me, God, my God. I want to look life in the eye so no enemy can get the best of me or laugh when I fall on my face. You see, like I said before, we all have come short. And there are times we will fall short many other times, and we will fall on our faces. However, we have an advocate, our big brother, our Savior, our Lord, our Deliverer, our Redeemer, Jesus, who came to give us prosperity. He came to give us health. He came to give us eternal life. But the road to life in Jesus Christ is paved with believing God's word. That's his report. That's his report. You see, he said, I came that you may have life and have it more abundantly. That's his report. He is the report. Lamentations 3:58 says, Lord, You have come to my defense. You have redeemed my life. And then 1 John 2:25 says, and in this fellowship, we enjoy the eternal life he promised us. So the question still stands, and I have to ask it. Whose report are you going to believe? We will believe the report of the Lord. You see, we must decide, we must decide once and for all that we are going to believe the report of the Lord, because circumstances change, but God's word never changes. Knowing the infallibility of the word of God, Jesus defeated the devil when he came face to face with him. To finish this story of my encounter in San Antonio, Texas, my accuser and provoker was arrested for embezzlement and lost everything, job, ranch, family, everything. I felt sorry for the family especially, but God intervened on my behalf and on others' behalf. See, a scripture kept coming to mind from Luke 1:37, for nothing is impossible with God. And I assured myself, saying that scripture affirming that God is the God of the impossible. When we think situations are totally impossible, God has other plans. He will turn any situation around when it may seem out of reach for us. So I ask you, my TMC family, whose report will you believe? We shall believe the report of the Lord. I will turn it back over to you, Minister Jackie.
God has spoken. Let the church say amen. Well, if you'd like to hear the playback for this powerful, powerful prayer, this powerful, powerful message, the playback number is 712-432-1085. Again, that's 712-432-1085. And the PIN 957-677-POUND. Whose report will you believe? I'd like to now go into prayer. Would you join me in prayer? Lord, we thank you for that powerful message. And we shall always look to you and believe in you, knowing that you are our God. You are all-knowing God, an all-doing God. So, Lord, we will always look to you, and your report is what we shall believe in. We thank you for that powerful word this morning. We ask that each caller on this call could hear that with their ears and receive it with their hearts and live it in their lives. God, we ask you to watch over the sick, those that need your blood covering. Let them know that your report is true. Those, the loved ones that have passed away and the families are sad, replace it with joy. And let that family know that you will be with them always and you always have a good report. We thank you for this call. We thank you for our speaker. We thank you for downloading such a powerful message and sharing with each and every one of you, each and every one of us, God. And we ask you to replenish in her that she can continue delivering your word in this marketplace. We ask your continued coverage over this call, that we continue to reach out and touch others and that they might be saved through something that they heard on this call. And we'll believe your report. We ask and thank these blessings and your anointing. In Jesus' name, we cover this prayer. Amen and amen. So like I said, if you'd like to hear the playback of this powerful message, you can go to 712-432-1085 today. And that PIN is 957-677-POUND. Don't forget our Artist Leadership Development Summit, May 5th and 6th in Los Angeles, California, and May 19th and 20th in Houston, Texas. Go to your back office for more detailed information. And for those that are having trouble on calling into the call, please share this number with them, 857-957-1147, and follow the prompts to be able to call in and hear these dynamic messages. So remember, the morning motivational call follows immediately after this call, and that number is 712-770-4005-294-617#. So again, I'd like to thank Minister Willa for greeting and seating each and every one of us and instilling God's wisdom down inside of us this morning, and Minister Brenda for that powerful, powerful message. I know I'm going to go back and refresh myself with this message, but I thank God I shall always believe his report. So Minister Brenda, can you now come and close us with a closing benediction? And I look forward to hearing each and every one of you on the call tomorrow.
Thank you, Minister Jackie. Heavenly Father, we thank you for being the awesome God that you are. And Lord, let us go forth this day and the days to come in standing on your report. And we believe, Lord God, that we are truly your children who have been called by your name to go forth and do the work you called us to do. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you for your blessings. And we ask that you continue to strengthen us day by day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Have a wonderful day.